The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gerry Gilroy with me now from Off the Ball to look ahead to the weekend sporting action. We might look back very, very briefly first, though, because we were talking, well, quite a bit over the last couple of weeks about the rule changes in football. What did you think of the Not Railway Cup?
I actually think it's a great opportunity to get those teams together again and do it. I don't know if we'll ever see those matches again. I would like to see them. I think that you could promote many of the country's best players playing with each other. They all seem to have a good time. The players seem to really enjoy it because it was very low stakes and they got to play with some of the best players who they normally beat seven shades out of, and they all seem to enjoy each other's company. Yeah, we'd not Morgan on Monday. It was like... He walked in and it was just the Armagh lads left, and he was like, am I going to go and talk to them? And then he sat into the wee hours of the morning having a crack with them. So there, you know, across the barricades style, love emerging. I thought the new rules largely were successful trying to do what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
They've got rid of the 4 points for goal, it looks like. That hasn't officially been announced, but I would like to have kept the 4 points for goal to see the chaos that ensued and what happens. But there's a concern because obviously Connacht blew Leinster out, that the blowouts will be so obvious, it will kill the provincial championships. I'm like, come on, the provincial championships are so dead.
Yeah. Like, oh. Anyway, but I suspect though, and it's, you said it last week, these are always going to be high scoring affairs because everyone's a bit standoffish and no one wants to get injured, and you know, you don't want to kind of show your hand. It's the champion. It's this time next year when we'll kind of really be making doing the proper analysis.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and
This time, kind of the by August the next year.
I think after the league, we'll have a fair idea what work in the championship, because again, the league is sides of equal ability playing against each other. In the championship, you have the potential for Dublin to play Longford. These aren't the same.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe the league then is the place, to really get a sense of it. Anyway, listen, there'll be plenty of talk then when the league rolls around of that. Let's talk about League of Ireland. So, we've been talking about this the last few weeks. Galway are now mathematically out.
Two rounds of games left, and you'd say it's probably advantage Rovers, even though they're 2 points behind Shell. So, in fairness, if Shelburne win their remaining two games of the season, they're going to be crowned champions. The difficulty is that it's all set up for a cracker at the Brandywell, the last game of the season. They've got to go to Derry City, and there's a strong chance Shells and Derry draw, at which point Rovers nip in. Yeah. Rovers were imperious last night when they beat Larne and Windsor Park 4-1 in the Europa Conference.
I was outraged now, I have to say.
Were you?
Yeah, by the sectarian chanting. I was.
Down with this type of thing.
Yeah, I wasn't even watching. I could feel my skin crawling kind of when I was watching an old episode of ER on telly. Yeah, I thought, you know, something sectarian is happening somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
Let it stop.
A sectarian never sleeps. sectarianism never sleeps indeed. Yeah, so there was, you'll have seen some fermented outrage at some Rovers fans. They sing the Lizzie's in a Box chant that appalls people of right minds. And I don't know if there was anything, if they were answered by any of the opposition chants. So this became a narrative of the story last night.
Ugh, yeah. Anyway, it's a narrative I'm willing to let die here. So Rovers, looked great against Larne. Shells, the wheels had come off the bus a little bit in recent weeks. Where are they now in terms of form?
Well, they won last week.
Yeah.
A 2 week break, and everybody's saying, right, they're back. They're playing Drogheda tonight.
But before that 2 week break, they had really wobbled.
Oh, yeah. They're
they'd gone four games without a win, had they?
I think they were ninth or tenth in the form table. It was basically August was the last time they'd had a really good result. They're playing a Drogheda side who have nothing left to play for at this stage of this competition. They will end up in a playoff and they will end up in a cup final. And so I suspect those players are not playing for position in those games. They're playing to avoid injury. So really, you hope that Shells and Derry both win tonight and it goes to the last day of the season. But Derry City are playing against St. Pat's, whose form is absolutely sensational. This is the rejuvenated St. Pat's.
Who could technically still win it, but they need three other teams to... Maps.
Exactly. And because Rovers are now playing so well, you would anticipate that Rovers will pick up enough points to make Pat's
redundant.
Exactly. Yeah. Rovers don't play until Sunday night when they play Dundalk. Dundalk side, who had current ownership and previous ownership literally jostling on the field last weekend. So, I mean, if you want, Netflix would do pretty good with this.
Yeah, I think they would, yeah.
You know?
Anyway, there's an idea. The Premier League as well, the pick of the litter is Liverpool-Arsenal on Sunday. probably.
This is a really interesting game because Arsenal's form at the moment, whenever they have 11 players in the field, is great, but they keep getting players sent off. And it's for a range of stupid stuff as opposed to, you would say, something that's consistently... they're not trying to get sent off in a way that Atletico Madrid would be winding you up to the point.
Yeah, or the early Wenger Arsenal teams who maybe played closer to the edge, and the risk was you get sent off, but it pays dividends because the days you don't get sent off, you boss a team. And whereas this is for like tipping the ball away just before a player takes a free kick, type stuff.
Or a red card for a foul on the halfway line, and the referee interprets that as a scoring opportunity, probably rightly, but it never happens for other teams. So they also have a lot of injuries this week, and I think that's the reason why. When this game kicks off, Liverpool may well be favourites by the time it kicks off when we see the team sheets. There's always a chance the teams will be named 90 minutes before kickoff, and we'll see then if Bukayo Saka is playing, a few others who are doubtful at this point. But Liverpool's start of the season has been so good under their new head coach, and they've been very controlled. It's a manifestly different style of play, less exciting, none of the heavy metal attack, and yet they've been almost flawless so far in the league. So this is a big test for them. If they can go and win this game at Arsenal, then they're going to go toe-to-toe for the whole season with Manchester City. There's no reason to doubt that they won't, even if they lose this game. But at the same time, that's Arne Slot going, oh, I've seen absolutely everything now that this league has to show me, and I've adapted really well. So a lot riding on that game. Also live on Off the Ball and Sunday afternoon,
4:30 on Off the Ball, Liverpool going to Arsenal. Ger Gilroy, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.